Good. Thank you for taking my call. My concern is the pension and pension funds. I know our fund is in distress, and we've already taken cuts. And with the downturn in the markets and everything, I can't help but think that there's going to be further cuts. I know there's legislation out there to relieve this, the Butch Lewis Act, and I would like to know what are the chances of having this folded into one of these recovery plans.
That's a good question, Thomas. You know, as you've seen, COVID-19 has taken, you know, a serious hit to our economy, or given one. And we've seen some serious market downward turns. The unemployment, you know, claims are, you know, alarming to say the least. And as a result, we've also heard significant concerns about individuals' pensions funds being taken a hit as well. And, you know, to your point, Congress is currently in the process of negotiating further legislation to respond to the impact caused by the coronavirus. And thinking about the ways in which to protect, you know, distressed pension funds is something that we should be doing and are doing. And I think to your point about the Butch Lewis Act, these are all the different ways in which we should be thinking about moving forward.
Okay, we let you in on what we're doing here. Roland Grosser.
All right, we're going live to the Roland Grosser with Tom DiPietro and CC.
If you don't have internet access and can't do it online, we do have a process here for picking up groceries. Is that Peter McPartland? Oh, you say, hey, Peter McPartland. Look, you know, famous people are even walking by as we're on the air.
Oh, you're on the air.
You're not WGXC. By the way, Peter, why don't you tell listeners about your show?
Our show is Rock and Roll High School. It's on the first Monday
of
every month, 8 p.m.
And have you been doing it during the crisis?
We've done one since the crisis.
Cool.
Tom, thank you and Cece for your service here.
Oh, have that, blah, blah.
What's up, McPartland?
Yeah, it's McPartland.
Hoot, hoot. Baby Blue. What's up? Shout out to Anya.
Okay, yeah, no, yeah, take it easy, man.
He says we can hear the wind. We might have to go in. Talk
okay.
To the wind.
The wind, it's windy, huh? Okay, so we're back in the store because it's too windy out there, and we're going to Cece and I will talk, but I think we have a volunteer. Mind you, we're all wearing gloves and masks and all that stuff.
That's why Tom sounds so awful.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I got to keep it on. You're right. But there's someone here who I think is a volunteer. Is that true?
You're on the radio live. Thursday afternoon show.
Cool. Yeah, hey, how's
you
it going?
You want to say your name?
Not exactly, no. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. But you're a volunteer, right?
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, and what? How did you get involved with Roland Grosser?
Through Audrey and through being a member of the Hudson's community. And
okay.
then meeting Cece.
So, and you know, also,
Cece's
this person, this person's a real volunteer because they want to remain incognito, unlike some volunteers.
Oh.
Tom, it's hilarious, but your glasses are all fogged up.
Fog and mess.
Well,
it's
outside too.
But trust, it's not the blind eating the blind.
Right. It's not the blind eating the blind.
Thank you for all you're doing.
You see this carrot? Tom, look at this carrot. So we just got a fresh delivery.
Yeah, yeah, no.
That one. I want to marry that carrot. No, I don't.
That's so vulgar. And no one can see it. It's good that radio is not a visual medium. But it's some carrot, let me tell you.
Some carrot.
You can request it. Now, there is a regular staff here other than Cece.
Ha, ha, ha.
Montserrat, how's it been going?
It's live radio.
We're on live radio.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what Montserrat's doing. What we do is we print out a list of the orders
online,
and then these two wonderful workers and the rest of us go and pick up all the things off the shelves and then pack them for to bring them out to the curbside when the customer is ready. And if you're unfamiliar with Roland Grosser, you may know about its three-tiered pricing system. So it's really kind of a unique grocery store. And one of the advantages is you don't have to go to ShopRite and have all those people breathing down your neck. And, you know, and Cece just managed to spill all over the place. But that's okay. So how's it been, Montserrat?
Busy,
right?
Yeah.
How many orders do you think you fill a day?
How much do I do?
Yeah, how many?
I think like
probably six.
Six?
But
they're big ones.
You said you think you do six?
But it's a lot, so it takes time to.
I think you do more than six.
Yeah, I think you do
too. That's why I have this little handy dandy number here.
That's right. Monster is now working on an order that's. And the printout is about, it looks like about 5 feet, maybe. Let me see. I'm going to put it right next to me. It is.
If I told you you worked on 13 orders today, would you believe me?
It's a 5-foot-long order. She worked on 13 orders. Now, the other staff member, Khadiza, is here. Hello, Khadiza.
It's a radio.
It's a radio show. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Oh, I don't know why I'm repeating. But, you know, we're doing this live, and we're just messing around, so to speak. But we want to know how things are going here at Rolling Grocer 19.
On the ground.
On the ground, live from Rolling Grocer. And if the voices sound a little muffled, it's because we are wearing our masks. And we're changing our gloves regularly and doing all the procedure. We even have a youngster in the work somewhere back here. He's on a computer.
Doing schoolwork. Actively engaging in schoolwork.
Doing it in schoolwork, because it's all remote now.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, folks.
Shout out to?
To?
The mayor of Hudson for giving out hotspots to the city of Hudson's kids.
Amazing, right?
Who do not have Wi-Fi. That is more than amazing.
Right.
But, you know, it takes a dad, it takes a person that's been in this community. Not to say that people that come here and make changes aren't good either, but you have to be here to know the needs.
Right. And I guess, you know, this is kind of what providing one of the basic needs, food,
yeah.
Food. And we got plenty, and the supplies keep coming in. There is no food crisis, believe it or not. I mean, as long as the suppliers supply, we're here with food. Let me remind you about my other role as Common Council President. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., there'll be a live town hall meeting on YouTube. And you can find the link on the city website. You can find the link on Kamal Johnson's Facebook page. You can find it everywhere. And Kamal will be there. I'll be there. And representatives from the county, including the county health officer, who's probably one of the most important people during this pandemic, as well as Matt Morrell, the county supervisor, the head of the county, the chair of the county supervisors. And Mike Tucker, who's been doing a great job at the Columbia Economic Development Corporation. One of the things they've worked on with is Berkshire Taconic for a number of funds that those who can afford to can contribute money that can be designated for whatever you'd like. If you'd like to help a nonprofit, it'll go to Columbia County Nonprofit.
Stand by. We're going to get that back in just a second here. Oh, no, it's cut out. Let's bring back Representative Delgado.
Have COVID, and remember that at the heart of this, we're all people, and we have to be kind to each other, and we have to remember that when this is all over, we still have each other. And as my executive said, you know, we are stronger together, and that includes our regional approach too, and the work you're doing, Congressman. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Sarah. Well said. Assemblywoman Dede Barrett.
Thank you, Congressman. I want to thank all of you who are on our panel today and all of you who called in for your engagement and for being part of looking for solutions, and Congressman, for your leadership and you're always being accessible to the people of your district, which is so important, and especially...
We're back. We're back. CC is working away, which is unusual. I mean, a good thing. We're having fun here, folks, even though it's not the best of circumstances. But, you know, we just got, for example, just in the door. We're back. CC is working away, which is unusual. I mean, a good thing.
And from what I understand, actually, in the next 2 hours, they are doing a reset with Google to reopen at 7. And this is there's a callback system. Part of the logjam with DOL has been that they ask for people to call a second time, and as the gentleman who talked about getting thrown off after going through the entire process can attest, then you have to do it a second time. So no longer will that be necessary. They will be calling people back within 72 hours. We heard from a couple constituents today that that's already begun. And so the combination of the reset and...
Okay, I don't know why we're cutting out like that.
Stand still, Tom. How about that?
No, I don't think that's it. I think we're going okay again.
Yes, you're back.
He said he can lower the rate a bit.
Okay. So, here we are with Kadisha packing some red onions. So, Kadisha, how long have you been working at Roland Grocer?
A little over 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
How do you like working with CC? You don't have to say the truth.
You are so terrible.
She's lively.
She's lively, indeed.
Yeah, she keeps fun.
Yeah. Yeah, fun. Yes, yeah. I think that's her middle name, CC Fun. CC Ryder?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a young girl. I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's a song.
Is it from whose time?
CC Ryder. Oh, CC.
Roland Grocer,
can you hold,
please? Roland Grocer, can you hold, please?
Okay.
Hello.
Let's take a little walk around the store. Here we have, we have bulk items here. And what do we have? Organic quick oats. We have white quinoa organic. Organic black beans. Organic red split lentils. Organic green lentils. Organic multicolored popcorn. That's not all, folks. Organic jasmine rice, brown rice. Organic long grain white rice. Organic chia seeds. Organic raw sunflower seeds. Organic raw pumpkin seeds. Fair trade shade grown coffee from Mexico, courtesy of Pure Farms. That's just a fraction of the bulk items. And you know, if you're my age, you remember the days of the food collapse and bulk items. A lot of the bulk items here come from Pure Farms. The trail mix, the dried mangoes, organic curry cashews, organic pistachio mulberry granola, walnuts, pitted prunes, Turkish apricots. They're my faves. Let's see what else we've got here. And raw cashew pieces. So lots of stuff here. Oh, we have spallini pasta. Bulk. That's right, bulk. And we even have bulk spices. Cayenne, turmeric, curry, you name it, thyme, sweet basil, oregano, whatever you need, and plain old pepper and salt. So it's not, it's not ShopRite.
There's a refrigerator. I've got that one.
Oh, I thought you wanted to.
And there's a...
Let's check out here. Oh, Hawthorne Valley products, San Francisco sourdough bread, house milled wheat, and we have, I think we ran out today, but often we have Sparrowbush Farms bread, a great bread product. I'm over here at the meat section. All our meats are frozen, so we don't handle any fresh meat, but it's a pretty plentiful supply right now.
With my office,
there's chicken parts and whole chickens, all kinds of Northwind.
Just underscore the fact that these are indeed challenging times.
All right, we're going to
products
step back. Here it is.
Kinderhook Farm.
For the program to roll out and sort of, just the magnitude of all of this has proven, a difficult enterprise. I'm also, though, inspired. I'm inspired by the effort. I'm inspired by the dedication. I'm inspired by the commitment to push through, to provide the funding sources, to figure out ways to get those funds out the door, to bring to bear every bit of our human capital on the ground at every level of government, from federal.
While we try to get that back, this is Representative Antonio Delgado's online town hall meeting that's going on right now.
And we are. And I think we can never lose sight of that fact. We are. We're coming together. We're abiding by the guidelines. We are making the shared sacrifices. And we are seeing the curve flattening, which means that we are saving lives. And so I just want to leave folks with a positive note here, because I think we're winning in this, and we're leaning into our values. We're leaning in to what makes us great, and that's our ability to rally and mobilize around each other and to never forget about our shared values and compassion and understanding and love and just being grateful.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I just want to leave you
But otherwise, you're covered up properly, as you've got to be during these days.
And I'm using soapy. I use soap on my hands.
There you go.
In the car, so trying to...
Well, it's amazing you came out to do this. It's really nice.
Oh,
and
I'm glad you guys are here. And this pricing system, I think it's great.
And this is another thing you should learn about. Station WGXC that we're on
okay.
right now. That's our local listeners-reported radio station. And they've been providing... information and amusement through this entire crisis.
So how do you get the word out to people in Hudson about this place?
Well,
social media, community supports, a lot of community support. WGXC is one of our community supports. The Common Council President, he's got a big horn on him.
Are you living within Hudson?
Yeah, we're renting a place on Court Street.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, if I was giving out cards, I'd give you a card, but that's not really appropriate.
No, I wouldn't touch it.
But speaking of which, WGXC live streams all city meetings. So if you can't, especially during this period when it's crucial to, if you want to be engaged with the city, you can go to you can go actually to the city webpage, the Common Council webpage, and the connection to WGXC is embedded in that page.
Okay.
And you can listen to a meeting.
I'll do that.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
So you retire. What are you going to do with your retirement?
Well, I really miss going to meetings, so I'm going to...
Oh, that was a... yes.
It'd be nice if you want a wedgie in the door here of this, you know.
Oh, thank you, Cece. Cece is making one of her typically sarcastic remarks to keep things light and friendly here.
What are the biggest issues facing Hudson right now?
Well... I think that one's kind of obvious. Is we're going to try to figure out how to, as a city, deal with the crisis. What are we going to be able to do when it's sort of settled down a bit? You know, it's going to hit our finances in a major way. So, but you know, unfortunately, it's a problem that has a local dimension, but a lot of it is looking upwards towards the state and how the state will help us.
I mean, tax revenues.
Well,
retail.
Exactly. So, our three biggest sources of revenue are property tax, sales tax, and then what the state gives us annually.
Yeah.
Sales tax will be hit heavily, no doubt.
Tourism.
And our tourism is definitely going to be hurt. So we'll see. You just got to, watch it carefully. We do have a good reserve, so we're not, no one's... and the city is not getting paid. And as the governor said today, I think very reasonably, is you don't want to fire city workers because then they'll be unemployed
right.
and have
nobody.
To go to the... Right. It's not it's not really separable, I mean, it's...
Yeah. It's a zero... It's not zero sum. It's like everybody's suffering. More people on unemployment. And, healthcare costs, we're all going to... My insurance, they're going to raise my rates.
Yeah.
Cover every... They're not going to lose any money on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all going to come from the taxpayers, ultimately.
Well, thanks for joining us here.
On that cheerful note, is there another delivery?
Yes, it's not ready yet.
Not
ready.
Right.
Thank you.
Do you have a new member form out there?
I'm going to...
Yeah, right out here.
Talk to...
All right, we've lost it again. Let's see if I can get it back and... We're trying to make it more stable, but it has seemed to be blowing in the wind, that signal there at the Rolling Grocer. I'm Tom Rowan Acre, and we're trying to pick up I'm trying to send them a message so they can try to get it back on their end, because from here we don't have any signal. Yeah, nothing. So I'm Tom Rowan Acre, and we're trying to get them back. We heard earlier in the past hour from Representative Antonio Delgado, his latest town hall meeting, and from Dee Dee Barrett, a local assembly member, was on that call too. You're listening to the Radio WGXC Acre Catskill Hudson Radio for Open Ears. I'm just trying to type while I at the same time talk to you. So just let me type this in and see if we can get them back. No, they are not back. So we will update you with the news update and try to get them back.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. I'm Philip Grant. Abby Huber is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Stay-at-home orders have been in place for nearly 3 weeks, and the city of Hudson is starting to feel the pinch. City Treasurer Heather Campbell said approximately 20% of the city's revenue, including parking, lodging tax, mortgage tax, building permits, and use of fund balance, are all expected to be affected by the ongoing COVID-19 emergency. The city's March 18th state of emergency temporarily suspended alternate side parking as well as the use of parking meters citywide, with the exception of the South Front Street lot across from the Amtrak station. In February, parking meter revenue fell by 43% from $10,500 in 2019 to $6,000 in 2020. Parking meter revenue fell to $6,500 for the month, a 48% decline. Parking ticket revenue continued to decline in March to $19,000, a 33% loss. If the stay-at-home order remains in effect through April and May, the city will take a bigger hit. While some building permits are being issued, on-site crews are smaller and non-essential construction is on hold. Campbell said property taxes, sales tax, and state revenue sharing will likely be negatively impacted by the emergency as well. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com.
To tell you here on site,
Oh, great. I got them back and they're gone again. Yeah. So I'm going to play you a song and we're going to insist that they fix that stream there.
to our constituents because you can't really, you know, do it in person. So you're limited to social media and, you know, and trying to call them individually or whatever. I've asked, you know, people to contact me either at councilprez, P-R-E-S, at cityofhudson.org, or to call me, 914-584-5373. If you really have something, you know, we're dealing with all kinds of crises, big and small. If you don't have internet and you need to, there's a possibility to deliver you a hotspot. Certainly there's delivery for medical needs. And again, here at Rolling Grocer, you can get your groceries delivered. CC, I see you're sampling some of our products. Ha! You want to give it a little shout out to... Oh, did those happen to fall off the shelf?
Yeah, right.
What do we got?
The milk.
What?
Hawthorne Valley chocolate chip cookies, delicious.
Oh, Hawthorne Valley, fresh from Hawthorne Valley chocolate chip cookies. They have oatmeal cookies, too.
Yeah.
I've seen. Rolling Grocer will only expand in the future as it, you know, it's nice to mention Hawthorne Valley in this connection because they're really the major sponsors of this whole effort. And I remember when Martin Ping was first talking about this, I was with some other Hudson citizens who didn't quite get it. But from the moment I heard about it, I thought this would be a real incredible asset for the city of Hudson, and that's what it's proven to be. It began as a, and hence the name, it began as a van with some cold storage that drove to different spots in the county. But it's really, and it will, the van will start up again, but for the time being, we now have this stationary, this actual place on South 2nd Street, number 6. Are we number 6? Stacey, what number is it? What number of this building?
6 South 2nd
Street. That's what I thought. 6 South 2nd. I just had it confirmed by the my co-host, C.C. Graham. This isn't probably one of our most exciting shows in the sense of our usual banter and good cheer, because everybody's working hard, including our volunteer, our mystery volunteer, who's working hard along with everybody else. But that's to remind you that there are a lot of volunteer opportunities here. And we can always use people, and especially younger people who, you know, aren't as threatened by the virus. What do you think about that, Cece?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, Tom's on the verge of croaking here, so we definitely need more fresh blood.
Well, since you mentioned, you know, the new, latest study
Hi,
is that...
Michael?
Oh, wait a second.
This is Cece over at the Rolling Grocer. Good, how are you? I have someone outside picking up your order, but you didn't put in the notes that it wasn't going to be you, so I just wanted to confirm that this is not a War of the Roses type situation or something. Who's picking up your order? Beautiful. Okay, I'll bring it out to her now.
See? That's Cece. Cece, that's Cece.
That's Cece.
But no, you talked about blood. You know, that's one of the latest discoveries that maybe people who've survived it, who've had the virus, that you can extract blood and use it to prevent, to give to people who were in the early stages. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
No, that was actually in a real source, not like the stuff you read online.
Oh, not like the stuff I get from the Inquirer? Yeah, whatever.
Cece's main source of scientific information is the National Enquirer.
And you, just so you know, in 1986, the National Enquirer knew about coronavirus, buddy.
Yeah, and they also refused to ever publish anything negative about Donald Trump.
I don't know about that. I think he paid them off. That's salacious.
Well, he did. Well,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Piedmont College Soccer. Did you play Piedmont College Soccer?
No, my cousin is currently enrolled at Piedmont College, so studying abroad, if you will, from Florida.
Ah.
Times of corona.
Oh, I see.
She is got recruited, Division III, NCAA.
Wow.
Super proud, yeah.
Nice.
Kicking ass, taking names.
By the way, that's our mystery person. Mystery volunteer.
Monterey?
What are you looking for? What are we looking for? Nope.
Oh, yeah, this
there it is right there. Oh, a lot of kombucha. Kombucha.
So maybe Tim,
what's that?
We could start telling them how to brew your own kombucha, things like that. Oh. We've got tea bags here.
Oh, yes.
Community SCOBY.
There it goes again. Every time it goes out, it wants to bring us the Wichita lineman. But we're live mostly from the Rolling Grocer in Hudson. I have to step back to click this, and it didn't work again. So we're out. I've got another song. We'll be back as soon as we get them back.
Several that are actually featured throughout here and that are also doing other services as well, providing food to Westchester County, Columbia County, New York City, and beyond.
Great, that's great.
Yeah.
What do you mean? There are more in the back? So, what are these?
That is yucca.
Yucca. Oh, that's what it looks like? What do you know? Yucca. Okay, everything's... let's go look at some more products, shall we? Okay. Okay, Tom, sure.
We've got pizza dough from Hawthorne Valley Farm.
Oh, yeah, fresh pizza dough.
We've got half and half from Ronnie Book in the 32-ounce. Yeah. We've got hand sanitizer. We've got TP. We do have limits, folks. Have limits.
That's right. We have paper products. Paper products. But no craziness here. You're limited. No hoarding. And not only do we have paper products, but they're 100% recycled. Okay, somebody...
Make it better?
It's in the back, man.
Somebody is having a pizza party.
Hold on. I said a particular brand.
Somebody's having a pizza party, it looks like. let's see. You know, given the situation, the workers here are incredibly competent and... making very few mistakes, even though it's a little difficult because, you know, there's a lot of stages to this process. But we're making sure people get fed, people get food.
I'm going to ring our number.
I see four rolls of toilet paper in that order.
That's it. That's the max.
Oh, that's the max? Okay.
That's the max.
Okay. Now look at that. And there are a lot of pizza dough. Those people are planning a...
No, they have children.
Ah, okay. Pizza and then...
Pizza night.
Pizza night and then pooped.
How's Sparky?
Sparky. Oh, that's my dog. Yeah, you all know. Oh, is this the quiet part of the show where we just talk about each other?
Yes.
Sparky Sparky had a little bit of a problem.
What do you want me to do? That goes on the thing.
Sparky woke me up during the night because he was in such pain. We were afraid that he may have broken a limb.
Okay. Sasha.
But it seems he's only... sprained a limb. But that means he can't go upstairs anymore. So we have to limit him to downstairs. This is a really exciting story.
Okay.
You looking for something in particular? Can you help?
No, she's never...
Oh. I just want to touch everything.
Oh.
With my sanitized hands.
Don't worry. We're all sanitized here.
And counter.
Oh, we got some... Yeah, inventory is important to know what we got. We have amazing meat products that have come in from Kinderhook Farm. Their bratwursts, their breakfast links, their marrow bones. Gotta tell you, the food here is excellent. What else can I tell you?
Tell people who
accepted EBT
pre-orders on the phone.
Oh, you explain that.
So right now, I know that there are times that are hard and people aren't working.
And if you happen to be able to be fortunate enough to qualify for SNAP EBT benefits, there's no shame in that. It's for tax-paying working people. Rolling Grocer is accepting pre-orders with EBT. So you can come and get your local stuff. You can get your fresh stuff. You can get your organic stuff. You can get the stuff that's specific to your diet. You can get it here with EBT with no shame in it. And it's private, and we're pretty considerate. We'll do it over the phone. And we're also delivering out to places that are in Greenport that have these same needs. So don't think it's a Hudson City exclusive, guys.
Well, there you have it. That was a great summary of what's going on here. So let's see. We've covered the city. We've covered the food.
Yes.
Too bad we can't take questions and phone calls. Look at this for the holiday. Yes, folks, we have matcha, Strites, thin and crispy, non-GMO, sugar-free, sodium-free, low-fat, vegan. So for this Passover season, we have matcha. Matcha. What else? I think the Seders are over, aren't they?
Is it? No, it's too.
I think they just have one. But what do I know?
Is Carrie Linter done?
Okay, some more Hawthorne Valley products. Woo!
Yeah.
As you know, they're big on wild fermented raw probiotic krauts. We have kimchi. We have the original sauerkraut. We have ginger carrot sauerkraut. We have caraway sauerkraut. Curtido and turmeric sauerkraut. Amazing. Who has that many brands or types of sauerkraut? We have organic miso. That's right. We have products here that also can satisfy your need for all kinds of regional and other types of cuisines. We also have lots of dry goods, as you might expect. But they're all carefully selected. Fortunately, CeCe is not the person who selects them. Because otherwise it would be all chips and cookies.
No, I'm not. I wanted just chips and cookies.
Okay, what else would you bring?
Kombucha.
Kombucha.
And I bring
crab. What the hell is that stuff? Oops, sorry. What is that stuff?
It's good gut stuff. It's good digestive gut stuff. Are you serious?
It's never serious on the radio.
It's live probiotics, prime ingredients, beneficial enzymes, gluten-free, vegan-free, basically kosher, non-alcoholic. You should love it. No shade.
I'm not sure I understand that last line. You should love it.
Because it's non-alcoholic.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
right. You're making
right.
a reference to my sobriety, huh?
That's right. Right on. You should be proud of that, man. That's right. That's
there
right.
you go. That's true.
Especially in these times.
Absolutely in these times.
Yeah,
well.
Right?
Yep, she's
I tell you, the first couple of nights, I thought, you know.
Yes, I do know.
I wouldn't mind a little wine. But not if you're gotten this far. Good enough.
It's not going to change tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That was Mystery Volunteer speaking. Khadijah and Montserrat are working their butts off over here. Where's who else is here? Well, I can't go in that room. I figured out that room is where we lose the feed somehow. Let's see. What else can we tell you about? You know about the town hall tomorrow. I hope Tom is doing okay there. In
what are they thinking about having WGXC back up and running? Would you like?
What do you mean? It's been back up and running all through.
Is he calling?
There's some guy calling. This is how we do it. He's having a hard time. He thinks I'm getting the phone because I'm talking to this phone.
Yeah, but it falls out of your
ear. Let's see. Ooh. That guy has a designer mask. Everybody's masked.
Nice mask.
This is the... Okay, people are coming, pickups. We still got about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 15 pickups to go for the day. But this is what your erstwhile co-hosts have been up to these days. Look, did somebody order that? Did somebody order that?
Not all of it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, we even have bones for making your own bone stock.
No, I know. I've been messing with those bones forever.
Happy now.
Yes. Well, they came in a bigger package than I had to break. It's a long story. But it's good to know that people are buying. Why not? This is the soup. This is the time to make soup. Who doesn't love soup? And we got bones. We got marrow bones. Beautiful ones. The ones that were all cut up, I got a bunch from my doggie. He loves them. Oh, did I finish the Sparky story? I don't know. But Sparky's doing okay. He's not going to be able to go upstairs for a couple weeks to see if he's any better. What else? Update on...
Yes, I'm Emily Roberts.
On the daughter. The daughter and her family out there in Chicago doing okay.
If I'm not mistaken, it's awkward.
Socially distancing, as you know.
Yeah.
Regina is pregnant with identical twins.
Who's that?
And so far she's made it to 31 weeks. 31 weeks. And so in the next couple of months, I will have identical twin granddaughters.
Like for sure, not paternal? Like for sure.
Oh, no, they're definitely identical. Doubt is in the air. No, they are they are identical. Nothing, there was no anything involved other than nature.
Yeah.
And my grandson, who's almost two, is looking forward to it, even though he doesn't really seem to understand what the heck's going on.
Two built-in playmates.
Exactly. But oh, look at that. Look at those bones.
Whew. And they're already halved for you, so you can get right into the marrows. Like, if you're just a marrow
grower. Yeah, right? Oh, right. Oh, they're split down the middle. Right. That's
they're
the way. The best
middle.
Way. Oh,
that
my God.
That is delicious right in there. I mean, this is insane. Again, you can smell it. You can taste it. Absolutely insane.
Yep. We're
going with that one, then.
The ones are good.
Two more.
There's more of that kind in the freezer, by the way.
Awesome. Thank
we
you.
Had to get rid of these.
I don't know what's wrong.
I know. They're better, awesome. Actually, yeah. Because you get to the marrow.
But it's not the same weight.
It's still packing up.
Okay. You hear the hustle and bustle of Rolling Grocer 19. Let me tell you about the fair pricing system here. There are four tiers based on number of people in your household, the combined household income, and there are a lot of things you should think about when you... This is all up to you. You decide where you belong. It's a honor system. And for those who are doing even better than others, there's the teal tier, in which a little extra is added to your check in order to help keep this Rolling Grocer alive. So this is all explained on the website if you want to join. And there,
no, she's delivering her.
We take all the different things. We take SNAP, right? We take SNAP. Yeah, we take SNAP.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And then we have what's this called? This is the double your food dollars benefit.
Yeah, double up bucks.
Thank
you.
Double up bucks. Double up bucks. CC.
Yo.
We got about 15 minutes left. You got anything you want to talk about other than make fun of me?
I just want to say that even though we're on the front lines, shout out and respect goes to all those on the front lines.
Wait, isn't that just like praising yourself?
No, it's not.
But you deserve it. No, that's all right. You deserve it. CC is holding on the fort, as we used to say. Do you ever think that some of the phrases that you grew up with...
You were telling me about something. I thought it was really interesting. I think we should do a show about that.
Well,
we can. You talked about the Jesus H. Christ stuff and
right,
all that.
Right. But I was talking about how we, you know, as a kid playing, you know, cowboys and Indians, and you come up with these terms that like, oh, my God, I can't believe we said that all those years.
Yeah.
You know, and didn't even think twice. And I've run across people who still say some of these things without thinking about it, you know? Like, the other day, someone said we should powwow.
We should have a powwow.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure if that's offensive. You think that's offensive?
That might be appropriation or something.
Okay. Now, Cece allowed me to occasionally speak in a very poor Jamaican accent. So that I can say things like, hey, girl, I know I want to go to the, get some laughter.
I don't make you more than you do it yourself, so I don't know. This sounds very painful, folks.
Nima, it's no more painful than when Cece pretends to be Jamaican.
I got a Brooks Effort ticket that'll say something else.
Okay.
Is she all ready? I'm
going to... Okay. Well, here we are. Once again, we have lots of eggs, by the way. Oh, my God. We have eggs. And believe me, you can do so much with eggs if you're, you know, hunkered down and trying to eat.
I have a question.
Sure.
Where does the name come from, the 19?
Does anybody here know?
We have 19 towns here, I think.
Bing, bing, bing. She got it. There are 19 municipalities in the county of Columbia.
Cool. Very cool.
I always thought it was because we're in the 19th congressional district.
Oh.
But that is a mere... Kawinky dink. There are 19 towns. We, of course, are a city, as you probably know. And we're the only city in the county. I'm telling this to Lauren, who's new to us here in Hudson and Columbia County, from California.
Yeah,
what's
man.
Up? What?
Yeah, man.
she's giving us a little California lingo.
Wait.
Now we can't see that on the radio. What are those called? What are those called?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
You bring it out. She's on the other side. Huh? Sasha
Beach of Castle. Let's see. Oh, she's doing some surfing moves.
Yep.
Surfs up. Have you ever heard that, Cece?
Yeah. What does that mean?
You're kidding, right?
No.
It means the waves are
I'm
in.
I'm not American. What about people say surfs up? They say it outside of the beach.
Well, then it became a phrase, you know, just to be like, things are happening.
You know what I want to know the one, too? You lucked out. I would think that if you're lucky, you lucked in. Why do they say lucked out?
Well, since we have no access to the internet here today, as we already do.
Google it, but I thought you were the professor of Google.
I laughed so hard my glasses fly. The professor of Google.
Yeah, because you say you know so much.
I don't say I know anything. I said Google knows it all. I miss the days of barroom arguments over like who had the most hits in some sport or whatever, and you'd argue for it for a couple hours.
Now you just miss that? That sounds dry.
You could make money that way.
I guess.
Well, you still can actually, but gambling's in the past as well. Lauren looks quizzical, waiting for her next
delivery. It's almost done. I think it's all ready.
Hi, Carrie.
I think it's a testament to us here in Columbia County in Hudson.
I did find out something interesting today. I went to the only Trader Joe's in upstate New York.
In Albany?
Albany. You know, it was California-based.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's owned by a German company. They don't sell wine here.
Ha, ha, ho! Lauren has discovered... the mystery of New York State's SLA, State Liquor Authority.
Okay.
We do not sell wine in grocery stores. Or in...
that's really cut back on alcoholism here.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, don't worry. Wine stores have been deemed essential to stay open.
Okay.
And we do have a lovely wine store right up the street here on Warren Street.
Yeah, I saw it.
So we need to keep whatever businesses are open thriving. I'm not sure they need much help, but who knows?
Sorry, what's your name again?
Laura.
Laura's going to come over and deliver right now.
Oh.
We're
going to say goodbye to Laura because she's on her way out to make another delivery. Amazing. A volunteer within her first week or so here in Hudson. And she's discovered and helped volunteer at Rolling Grocer 19. Let's see. Oh, that is... You done with that one? You just delivered that one?
Yeah.
Oh, this is part of it too, isn't it? There you go.
Okay.
I hope that's not Tom Rowe telling us to, you know, end it because we're...
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Okay, awesome. Well, maybe it was another order. Thank you for calling back, Jen.
So maybe next week we'll do something in from home where we a little less... But this is good. We're back. We're back. We took a two-week hiatus. I love that word. Don't you, Cece?
Yeah. Well, I know what hiatus means.
I know, but it just sounds, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It sounds interesting. Oh, boy, do I have a hiatus.
I'm going to give you the address.
Yeah, you missed that one. Okay. Anyway, we got about 8 or 9 minutes left, Cece. Look at this. Somebody is buying chicken feet. I want to see who's getting these. I'm always curious. We get chicken feet here. We have chicken feet. Oh, for stock, yeah. Okay, for stock, yeah, it's a good idea. That's why I go for the whole chickens all the time.
Szechuan chicken feet is amazing.
Really? There's enough meat to actually eat on the feet?
Yeah, when we're able to go back out and eat, there's a couple of great places in Albany to check out. Hong Kong Bakery is one of them. Yeah, check it out.
Okay,
It looks like it's coming back. Is it going to come back?
This again is our mystery person. Who?
Dim sum on Sunday.
Say that again?
Dim sum Sunday.
Yeah, in Albany. I got to get up to Albany and eat sometimes. I'm, you know, we got a lot of good food here in Hudson.
There's the gap between the
capital right?
area.
Right. Okay. Let's get back to Cece for some humor. We need some humor.
Thank you.
So, Miss Graham, how are the seven children doing?
The seven children are well. The chickens are well.
Bye, Laura.
Thank you. Bye, Laura.
What a great person.
Huh? I got to tell you, the biggest blessing we've had at Rolling Grocer, besides the community support, is the volunteers. Without question. I mean, even you, Tom. Even you.
If it's for any other circumstances, I'd give you a big hug.
Yeah.
And a big sloppy wet kiss.
6 feet. 6 feet, my friend.
I laughed so hard. Just
we miss our listeners. We miss the studio. Shout out to Lynn Sloniker, Tom Rowe, and her name starts with a Z. What was her name? She comes in from Catskill to do the show. Sometime.
Oh, Neva.
Neva.
Neva. Anyway, maybe we got it. Create a couple listeners today who are walking around here and learning.
Yeah, like, where's all the shows? Where's all the action? Shout out to Peter McPartland and Anya for their show last week, Monday. I heard they did it.
Did you listen?
No, but you know what happened? I can always go back and archive. So don't forget that, guys.
Oh, yeah,
if you want to hear any of our shows to see how really well we do in the studio, archive our shows.
That's right.
Thursday afternoon show.
And speaking of the archive, remember, every Hudson City meeting, I'm pretty sure every single one is there in the archive, the Hudson City Archive. You know, it's part of the effort to have completely open government, which has really never been this open in the past here in Hudson. Somebody seems to have left something here, by the way.
We're not done.
Yeah, but she was here.
Who? What did it say? Gina, I knew there was something else. I'll call her. She's around the corner.
Oh, okay. Hey, if you're one of the people who does shop here, you know, little mistakes happen because we have to keep your groceries in three different areas.
Yeah.
We have the regular cooler, the refrigerator, then we have the freezer, and then we have the dry goods. So sometimes, you know, one of them maybe gets overlooked. Do not fret. We always make right on these.
Oh, did Anna talk before? She said she had her refrigerator.
There you go.
Who did you think it was? Not her, somebody.
There it goes again. The Wichita lineman just keeps riding that line. What's the line in the song? I'm getting a little loopy. How about you? Are you getting a little loopy? Day 35? What day is it?
Okay, it's not gone. So you said you like sweet cornbread. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm spicy, but I'm not sweet.
Oh, that's for sure.
What's up, me?
Let's
not
see.
Much, you know,
so, we're here.
We're going to go out with a song. This is the song my kids are listening to right now.
Cool.
They're going crazy over this song. And I'm sure that anybody who's listening knows this song, has heard it, and is like, what is that song? And of course, it comes from the TikTok, the TikTok wave that's happening right now. Hold on one sec. Ready?
Yeah.
look touch, crying on wet. I got good country,
driving back. I can go bust, left my life. I got less trust. Now let me tell you, no soul train.
Easy book, man, you that go, you that go up.
Catch my life, let me go up. Yes, I can.
When it's so tough, I go put the belly on the bike, make a clutch. See the watch, now she wanna give crutch. Boy got peas, now she hopping in the pod, man, in real life. Sugar gal, I'm off, get warped.
The challenge is on, my friend. She warmed up,
told her meet me at the top. So she leaves off a day, I see you waiting for a bus.
When COVID is over, you should have a dance off. Good, we're going to call her on the show one day.
Yeah.
Have her come in and say a few words.
Yeah.
People ask about her every day.
What is this song?
Don't Rush, Slow Touch. Something you don't know anything about. Shout out to Dot.
There they go again. Oh, I had the mic up here. Look, how'd that happen? You're listening to Radio. We're just about to head to Bound by Books. Let's see if we can get them back one last time.
Yeah, we're back. We're still out. Well, we're transmitting. I don't know if we're on.
I think we are.
But it is funny that we got a call.
Well, Dot called us when she heard our name. She called right in.
Not realizing that it is...
It's someone off the live stream.
We're using my phone for the live stream.
Tom just confirmed we are back.
Okay.
So the name of the song is Slow Touch, Don't Rush, right? Yeah, Don't Touch by Young T and Bugsy.
Oh, Young T.
Don't Rush.
Oh, Young T, man. What's up? We're Instagram friends. We're BFFs.
So you're going to look for this song now. You're going to see on Facebook, they're doing like... I can't explain it. What are they talking about? The song. Challenges. This is a challenge song. Like the mannequin challenge? You know about that one, right?
Yeah.
Lies. I'm going to have to update him, guys. I'll update him and we'll come back and talk about all the challenges. Ooh, we'll do a show on challenges.
Oh, great. And we can start with the challenge of being a co-host with CeCe Graham. Yeah!
You sound terrible.
Okay, I think that's wrapping it up. It's 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Into this mess. I hope you take advantage of what's going on here at Rolling Grocery 19. And that's it, folks. Oh, and don't forget, Town Hall tomorrow, 2 p.m. on YouTube. Go to martinservices.com/TH. That's all, folks. I hope we can talk to you next week. Bye.